I'm Maura Bennett with Colorado Ag Today. A large coalition of landowners and conservationists have landed a nearly $900,000 grant from the Natural Resources Conservation Service. The coalition is made up of 20 organizations and tribal nations across seven states, led by the Western Landowners Alliance. They'll consider new ideas as well as ongoing practices that reduce agricultural conflict with predators such as bears and wolves. On the heels of the passage of Colorado's Proposition 114, the three-year study could bring innovations for the state's voter-mandated wolf reintroduction plan. Alex Few with Western Landowners Alliance says beginning in 2021, the coalition will work to increase adoption of the most effective practices, possibly electric fencing, range riding, carcass removal, and others. The program will develop resources to share information with other states.
In places where people are experimenting with these practices, we would love a chance to talk with them and see if there are ways to incorporate some of what they're learning into this study. Similar to what you just experienced with the ballot initiative in Colorado, wildlife is a public resource, and this is a way to ultimately generate public support for the wildlife habitat that's being provided by ranchers and farmers.
The coalition's work will also help determine which practices are eligible for dedicated conservation cost-share funding from the Natural Resources Conservation Service. I'm Maura Bennett with the Ag Information Network of the West.